Take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. We are in a, I guess, series may be the right word, but a, kind of a series of series is in the book of Proverbs. I'm not teaching Proverbs line upon line, verse by verse, but we're teaching topic by topic. He acts too much like his grandmother. That's the trouble. We have talked about the purpose of Proverbs. We have talked about characteristics of a fool, characteristics of a wise person, and we talked about friendship for several weeks. Now, we're talking about the actual topic of wisdom itself in the book of Proverbs. Let me give you just a real quick, we just started this part last week. We live in a foolish world.
Yes, sir.
A world that calls right wrong and calls wrong right. World that wants freedom to do whatever it wants unless it inflicts on what they want. Isn't it amazing? Everybody has freedom to believe what they want unless you believe in right. Then they're against you. We live in a world that can gender an animal, but they don't know what bathroom to use. And get mad at you if you tell them which one to use. We live in a world that 65 million babies have been aborted legally in America, and yet we let booze kill tens of thousands of people every year. We live in a world that thinks evolution is science, but evolution breaks every law of science. Now, I say that to say this. God wants us to be wise. He said in James chapter 1, verse number 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God didn't put us here, pardon me, to be stupid. Sin makes us foolish.
That's right.
Remember, a simple person does not understand right from wrong. A wise person knows what is right and chooses right. A fool knows right from wrong, but chooses wrong. A fool purposely goes against that which is right to do what a foolish person wants to do. Wisdom is the right execution of the right facts. It's not just right knowledge. Wisdom isn't just right education. It's the ability to use right education at the right time. It is a proper use of things more than anything. Now, I'm going to pick up where we left off last week. We did the first four principles through this, and we're going to go just as they come through the book of Proverbs here. Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse number 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that laid hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding he hath established the heavens. Now I'm going to stop there for a second. Here's the principle, and then we'll go on. Wisdom gives you a happy life. Wise people live a happier life. Probably, wisdom, okay, please don't take this the wrong way. There are people who live in the world that if you grow up living, drinking booze and living hard and sinful living, somebody by the age of 30 looks older than somebody by the age of 50 that
right.
lives right. Say why? Because sin, the way the Bible says, the way of the transgressor is hard.
That's right.
Sin is hard on people. Did you ever see a crackhead or a meth head? Man, they could be 20 years old and look like they're 75.
Wow.
And I mean, it just eats away at their bodies. It eats away at their spirit. My wife and I were, a couple years ago, we were at a hospital making a visit. We happened to be in the ICU waiting room. And there was a fellow there, and I'm not kidding. He had snow white hair. He had a snow white beard. He was stoop shouldered. He could hardly walk. And I found out he was 6 months older than I was. I walked over to my wife and said, "How old do you think that guy is?" She said, "Oh, he's probably almost as old as your dad." I said, "Honey, he's only 6 months older than me." She said, "No way."
So I struck up a conversation near him to where she could hear it. And she was like, oh my. I said, that's what you call hard living. it's hard on a person. Wisdom, the Bible says, gets paid with interest. It does not need interest paid to it. Notice the Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. In other words,
it doesn't, you don't pay interest to get it. You get paid interest because you have it. Amen. And that interest is a happier life. It, by the way, happy doesn't mean you don't have bad times. Happy doesn't mean you don't have pain.
Happy doesn't mean everything's going your way. It just means, in general, your life is a little more joyous, happy, have better things happen to you in life. Wisdom is more valuable than gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, etc. It's more valuable than things. Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her.
You can have the new cars, the new houses. You can have all the new gadgets and new things out in the world. I'll take wisdom over that any day.
Can I tell you? The Bible says in verse 16 there, length of days is in her right hand. Wisdom gives you more productive days. It says length of days. It doesn't mean you work longer, but you get more out of every day. Some of us have to work longer to get it, but we get it. In other words, you can get better use of your time if you're wise.
If this is you, I'm not talking about you, all right? But wisdom says, I don't have to run to the store every day because I didn't make a list to find out what I needed. I only have to go once every week or every 2 weeks. Now, I understand something's going to happen, you're going to run out. You say, well, I had to go to the store twice this week.
I get that. That happens, all right? You know, some things happen, but in general, some people go to the store every day just because they don't know how to make a list to figure out what's going on, and some of them go 3 and 4 and 5 times a day. I know people that go to the store for every meal, and it's amazing. You say, what is that? They're not getting length of days, let me tell you. The Bible says that we're able to get more done, not just more started. There are people that are real good starters, but they can't finish anything. Go to your garage or go to your shed and find out how much you started and you didn't finish. And I can say that because I don't have a garage or a shed. I don't even have a house. Brother Harry's got 2 sheds now. Actually 3. Now, wait a minute. And he's got 2 of them done. Now, wait a minute. Wisdom gives you the ability not just to start, but to complete something. Learning how to complete something. There's a lot of folks that get things started, but never finish anything. The Bible says that a wise person won't spend time. Look at verse 16 again. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, all her paths are peace. Now, I want you to notice something here. Wise people don't chase time. They don't waste their time. They don't they're not wasting their money. They're not going to pay unnecessarily for things. I do my shopping. I look for deals. I needed a new rangefinder for bow season. Amen. The last one I had, it was 12, 13 years old, and it died a woeful death last year. I didn't drop it, but it just died. It just up and quit. I mean, quit. And it wasn't the battery, because I tried several different batteries. It hit the end of the range. So I've been looking. Well, locally, the cheapest one I found was $120. And I said, mm-mm. My wife said, well, go ahead. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I can find it cheaper. Well, I found it for about $79. So I got it. And it was better than the one I had before. Now, I had to wait a while, and I had to look for it. But I looked and I looked and I looked and looked. Could I have had it sooner? Yeah, but I didn't need it. I didn't need it any sooner. Just because I needed it eventually didn't mean I had to have it today. So I took my time. And I saved myself about $40-$45. Actually, I got $79, no tax, no shipping. Otherwise, I'd have paid about $130 for it, so I probably saved $50. Well, I can use that $50 for something else, let me tell you. Wisdom gives you a better attitude in life. Verses 17 and 18. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. That's talking about attitude. Did you know wise people generally don't have a bad attitude? I didn't say they don't get upset or angry, but in general, they have a good attitude. The Bible talks about pleasantness, peace, life, and happy. Life-giving. Look how happy people are when they have babies. I'm glad you are happy when you have babies. I don't want any more. But there's always happiness around the birth of a baby. All right? No, she doesn't. No. Miss Martha, you can have all the ones you want. I ain't having no more. All right? You can have them. Nope. That, we don't even joke about that. Lord have mercy. Time to hit the altar. But what wisdom gives you a better attitude in life. Now, let me hurry up because I got a whole lot more here. Wisdom gives you understanding about the world and creation better. Look at verse 19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding he hath established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. In reference to science. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. I'm going to be politically incorrect, but who cares? I've never been politically correct in my life. Why start now? There's been in the last few hours, in the last 12 hours or so, the race in Florida, the guy that President Trump endorsed won for the Republican ticket, the guy that won for George Soros backed won for the Democrats. One happens to be a black man, the other one happens to be a white guy. And by the way, give a flip what color skin they are. But the white fellow happened to say, let's quit monkeying around with this situation, and the guy's claiming racism now. Well, number one, people don't understand. Did you know that that fellow is under investigation by the FBI right now? The guy that won for the Democrat ticket? Number two, for him to call that racist, he believes in evolution. And they're supposed to be the smart people. If he said something like that, why should that be offensive if we all came from monkeys? I'd like to ask him that question. If we all came from monkeys, then what's the issue of being offended by it? You ought to think that that was a high praise. Number one, it wasn't in reference to him. It was in reference to the situation. Let's quit fooling around with things and let's fix it. You say, who's the wiser person? The one that didn't complain about that? I'm not for calling anybody a name because of what color skin they have. I don't give a flip. I really don't. People's souls and spirits have no color. Color doesn't matter. Right and wrong is what matters. And to be all upset over somebody that uses a word like that, not even in reference to a person, and to attach it to racism, that's somebody that's unwise. And I don't care if they have an R, a D, an I, or any other letter after their name. Wisdom gives you understanding about the world and science. Can I tell you something? Our God is a wonderful creator.
Yes, sir.
He really is. I got to hurry. Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse number 21. I'm going to go to the next principle here. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace unto thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Wisdom will keep you safe. Wisdom will keep you from many situations that could cause you to stumble or fall. You know,
when you use wisdom, you're less likely to walk into a situation in which you should not be. When you use wisdom, you're less likely to be with people that are going to get you in trouble. That's why we asked Jim to sit at a different table tonight. So we didn't get in as much trouble.
Wisdom keeps you from people who will pull you down or destroy you. Marcia, you're going to have to start exercising wisdom back there. You got the other two stoogets on either side. The Bible says in verse 22 that wisdom will decorate your life. It says, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. It's in reference to how you handle yourself and compose yourself. It will be a wisdom is a natural, I hate using the word beauty, but a natural appeal to attractiveness. Not necessarily physically, but because you are using wisdom, it's attractive to people. Wisdom decorates your life. Wisdom plans the trip and looks far enough ahead to avoid most accidents.
My wife will tell you, before I ever go on a trip, I know how I'm going to go, which route I'm taking, and I know which the best way to get there. I usually look at a map. Then, of course, these days, maps are almost non-existent. But I don't trust a GPS.
You know, you can say what you want, but I've watched many people take an awful long way around to take the short way with a GPS. Avoid tolls, and you're 300 miles out of your way. As all you had to do is go one block another way, and you were there in 2 hours earlier. I've seen it over and over and over. I just happen to know enough, and I've traveled this country enough to know, and driven this country enough to know, coast to coast, north to south, east to west, top to bottom, bottom to top. I kind of know where I'm headed and which way to get there. I just need to know some of the little angles and shots there. You might go 2 miles farther, but it's 2 hours shorter. Everybody kind of first would laugh at me because when I go to Lexington, I go north, get on 81, get on 70, shoot across 68, take 79. And then I go to Charleston and pick up 64. Well, how come you just don't go down 81 and pick up 64? Have you ever driven across West Virginia on Route 64? Other than Brother Wiley and his 18-wheeler? First time he did that, before he did that, I said, Wiley, I ain't doing that. When he came back, he said, Preacher, no way, you don't do that now. You know, it's only 20 miles farther, but it's an hour and a half closer to go the other way. It is literally a whole lot faster. You say, well, it's a closer distance. It doesn't mean it's a better drive. I can stay at 70 miles an hour the whole way. You don't do that on 64. Not even close. So wisdom plans ahead, knows where it's going, how it's going to go, how it's going to be. I got to hurry up. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Look at verse number 11. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 11. Bible says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. I love this. Wisdom has a teacher and can be learned.
Wisdom is not a commodity that you purchase. Wisdom is something that has to be taught and learned. Wisdom is something that has a teacher but is also able to be learned. Only wise people can teach it. This is an area where only wise people can teach wisdom. Say why? Because fools don't do what wisdom is. Therefore, a fool will not teach wisdom. And a simple person does not understand wisdom. So only a wise person can teach wisdom.
Fools will teach you away from wisdom. Listen to a fool, believe the opposite, and you'll have wisdom. Listen to the news, believe the opposite, and you'll have wisdom. Everybody doing okay? Wisdom has to be usable and used in order to get more wisdom, though. I used this illustration last week.
Wisdom is like buying a vehicle. If you go to the dealership and buy a car and they fill it with gas, when it runs out of gas, you don't have to go back to the dealership and buy another car. Aren't you glad? Some of you didn't get off the parking lot before you had to buy another one. But you fill it with gas. The gasoline is the wisdom. You fill it, you use it, you fill it, you use it, you fill it, you use it. Now, you can use your car to go to the bar and do evil things. But your car won't last as long.
But if you use your car for wise things, it will last longer and in better shape. And that wisdom is what gives you the ability to do that. I got to hurry here. We should seek wisdom from the wisest people in every area of life. Listen to this very carefully.
The Bible talks about having a multitude of counselors. That doesn't mean if you have a decision to make, you go talk to five different people and find the one that agrees with you. That's not a multitude of counselors. That's called foolish.
Multitude of counselors is this. You have a counselor for spiritual things. You have somebody that you trust with spiritual decisions. Then you have somebody that you trust with mechanical decisions, like my car. Dad, 1-800 Mel Bush. Amen. He and I both were about ready to call my daughter and have her cuss for us yesterday. Lord have mercy. I bought that older truck of mine and had my daughter buy the other truck. I was going to change the air filter in the cabin area. This was not one of the better designs.
Underneath the glove box is a shield that you take off. There's three star screws that hold it in. The third one is clear up against the floorboard that goes like this. So I finally got it out. Then you have to take a knife and cut the whole bottom of that thing out of there. And you can't get a knife in there
because there's no room. After you finally let your dad cuss and swear, he did not, but we were both thinking it. We finally got that done. And of course, the dirt and the filth and everything else that's in there. So I'm sticking sticks up there like this, and I got the vacuum cleaner, and I'm trying to shove it up in there. Finally, he's got his air compressor out, and I said, man, I'm blowing the snot and everything else. I had two handfuls of pine needles and rotten stuff. I mean, it was just gross stuff in there. Then they give you this little 6x8 filter that you got to put in these tracks and slide it up in there. There's only an inch and a half room on the back end of that thing. How do you get an 8-inch piece of... Yeah. It was not a happy time. A 5-10 minute project turned into over 2 hours. And that's with a guy that has been a mechanic his whole life. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't the best design, that's for sure. But I know who I contact when it comes to mechanical things. If you need a good mechanic, I refer you to one. If you need something medically, depends on what field of medicine, I generally know who to refer you to. Financially, there are people that are good at finances. There are people that think they're good at finances and are in debt. When it comes to parenting, I wouldn't choose somebody that necessarily has 4 kids and 3 of them are in jail. Okay? Just because you didn't kill them and they reached the age of 18 doesn't mean you were a good parent. It does mean you're better than average. So you find someone who, and by the way, not everybody's a bad parent because their children don't turn out right. Everybody has their own will to choose. Everybody doing okay? I know people that have very good parenting advice and their kids weren't really good kids. It wasn't their fault that the children didn't listen to the parent. Everybody doing all right? Since wisdom can be taught, We therefore ought to be studying wisdom. Wisdom, since it's able to be taught, can be studied. Say, where do we get it? Word of God.
That's good.
Word of God. You get it by wise counsel. And you learn it by mistakes. We teach history the wrong way.
History is there to be taught so that we don't repeat the mistakes of previous generations, and we follow the successes of previous generations. Anybody teaching that socialism works ought to study history.
Right.
Socialism has never worked in any society since it come about. Never has. Why do we keep teaching it then as a positive thing?
Oh, capitalism is bad. Well, if it's so bad, how have we lasted for the last 242 years?
Good point.
Everybody doing okay? We ought to listen to wise counsel. You get wisdom by seeking wise counsel. Therefore, you can then counsel somebody else eventually by the counsel that you got. We need to study the Word of God. You need to be in the Bible. You need to read the Bible. The Bible is wisdom. God is the source of all wisdom. Guess what? He gave us a whole book full of wisdom. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, we can study it. So, wisdom has a teacher. It can be studied, and it can be learned. And I have to hurry. Number 8. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 4. Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 4. Okay. You're going to laugh at this one. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. Call understanding thy kinswoman. Wisdom needs treated like a sister in a nice way. Wisdom, the Bible says, is to be treated like a sister. It's to be handled delicately. You know you're supposed to protect a sister? You're supposed to love your sister. I know that's really hard to say for some of you. Not me, I didn't have one. But it literally means to be appropriate with. Do you know there's a propriety between brothers and sisters and sisters and sisters? There's to be a level of propriety. I consider all of you ladies in our church my sisters. Some of you are older sisters. Right, Mrs. Lopez? Some are younger sisters, right, Miss Kim? Now, I'm for treating people with respect, but propriety as well. Wisdom is not a toy or a trinket to be played with casually. Wisdom is life. You know, you don't play around with people's lives. You don't practice on people. Wisdom is to be a relationship, not a position. Let me say that again. Wisdom is a relationship, not a position. Wisdom isn't, well, I'm the dad, you do what I say. Because I've been around longer than you, I know better. I know some kids that have better sense than their parents. Sorry. Just because you're older doesn't mean you're wiser. I've met a lot of older people that aren't real smart. Did you ever see the guy on the Harley with the gray ponytail down to his backside? And the handlebars up here? Not real wise. You know, he thinks he's really cool. I'm sorry. I look at that and say, you're an idiot. He's got the tattoos, the earring, and everything else. And I'm thinking, okay, you never grew up. You're not real wise. Wisdom is to be treated like a sister. Now, wisdom is a person. It's supposed to be a person that's close. It's a relationship. I got to hurry. Number next, Proverbs chapter 8. Look at verse number 1. Doth not wisdom cry? Doth not understanding put forth her voice? She standeth on top of the high places, by the way of the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice to the sons of men, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Wisdom cries for attention. Bible says, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Wisdom calls out for attention. Isn't it amazing how loud the fools are? Isn't it amazing how loud foolishness is? I am not for protesting of any kind. I think it's wrong, just so you know. But I think it's doubly wrong when somebody has a right to protest, you go counter-protest and beat people up for it. That's foolishness. Well, I don't agree with their position. This is America. You don't have to agree, but your right to counter-protest ends when you start becoming violent. That's what's wrong. Everybody doing okay? Wisdom's calling for attention.
Our world is starved for wisdom.
You can say what you want about the president, but he sure has the world's ear right now. He just completed a deal with Mexico, and he's got the Canadians begging to come to the table. Say, how'd that happen? Well, he invited them. They didn't want it, so he had the meeting without them. Now they want to come to the table. He's not supposed to be able to do that, according to the fools. Now they want to say, well, it wasn't a good deal because he didn't pay for the wall with it anyway. Well, all the money that we're saving with a good deal instead of NAFTA will pay for the wall. And in essence, he's right. Mexico will pay for the wall by fair trade. You can say what you want. America's starved for that kind of stuff. I got to hurry here. Wisdom. Wise people need and want attention, but they're not going to clamor for it. Do you know a wise person won't stand on the street corner saying, come listen to me? Well, look how many people stand on the street corner that are pretty foolish. Matter of fact, wisdom even begs for wisdom for their enemy. Look at verse number 5 again. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. You know that wisdom actually wants its enemy to become wise? You know, I wish foolish people would get some wisdom. You say, why? Because we could have a better world. There's a lot of wasted potential with some of the fools out there. There is. There is a lot of wasted potential. Wisdom's true desire is to find truth and the success of truth, not to promote itself as wise. Wisdom simply wants truth out and truth done. It's not worried about getting the credit. Understanding is a byproduct of wisdom. Too many people want to understand before they obey. Let me teach you something. The Bible talks about the wise person, the simple person, and the fool. It also talks about a scorner. Do you know what a scorner is? That's the one that questions everything. Well, why do I? And they want understanding prior to obedience. A scorner wants understanding before they obey. There are some things in life you just got to do before you understand it. There are some things in life you do and you'll never understand it. Like be married. some things are ununderstandable. Now, wait a minute. Can I tell you something? Wisdom says I'll obey. Then I'll figure out the whys. Too many people want to know all the whys before they obey. No, you do what it is. Eventually you figure it out. I didn't understand everything about bow hunting when I first started. Matter of fact, Brother Jim, you remember the first time I started shooting a bow, man. I was lucky if I could hit the target. I've probably killed more deer with my bow than most people have ever seen in their life. Say why? Because I listened to one person tell me what to do, figured it out, fine-tuned it for me. Now I do pretty good. I can't tell you that I'm driving tax, but I've shot deer with my bow out to 60, 70 yards before. I usually kill at least one every year. At least. Matter of fact, last year, I didn't even practice. Hadn't pulled my bow out in 10 months. Pulled it out, went, sat in my stand, an hour and a half later, 35 yards, and dropped one. I hadn't pulled the string since a year before. I've shot my bow one arrow, one time in the last year and a half, and got a kill with it. And it's not because I'm that good. I just happened to learn to listen, then I understood it. And when you start obeying, understanding comes. A scorner says, well, I'm not doing that till I understand everything about it. But you're not going to understand everything about it. You're going to make mistakes. Can I tell you the other side of that? I've missed a lot of deer, too. I have. Remember, the first buck I shot with my bow, I shot it four times. I got four shots at that thing before God wanted that deer dead. I'm telling you. I was climbing down out of my stand, and here comes a six-point buck. So I climbed back up in my stand. I got my bow out, got my arrows like this, and I hit a twig, and the arrow went right over top of the deer. It walked around the tree this way. I shot again. I hit a twig. It hit another twig and went right underneath it. It walked around this way. I grabbed another arrow. I shot it, and I went right over top of its back. I picked the wrong pin and just stood there. I thought, well, I got one arrow left. Do or die. I put that thing in, and man, I hit it right in the Boilermaker, buddy. That thing was just a flowing. It ran 30 yards and fell over, and I got my deer. I got four shots at the same stupid deer. Now, I'm telling you, God wanted that deer dead. Because I've never gotten more than two shots at any other deer in my life. No, that was it. Not at one time. Now, wait a minute. I remember one time shooting, and the first one I ever killed with my bow, I missed the deer, and I hit the ground. But it hit a rock and bounced back up and hit the deer right in the side. It was one of these shots. And I hit the deer. That was the first one. That was not the best way to kill one, let me tell you. I made a lot of mistakes. But may I say this, through that I've got a pretty good understanding of it. So, wisdom is gained that way. One more and I'll quit for the night because I wanted to get this one in. And I'm going to draw that line so I quit there. Turn to Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 11. And we're going to read through verse 14. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things thou mayest be desired not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. In the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Wisdom's wealth is deeper than financial gain. If you would offer me wisdom or $100,000, I'll take the wisdom. Because wisdom will gain you more than the 100,000 will for sure. If I had to choose between wealth or wisdom, I'll take wisdom. You can choose wealth. I know a lot of wealthy people that lose everything they have. They die pretty miserable lives. Wisdom is not a consumable commodity. It's an investment that keeps gaining on the investment. Did you hear that? It's the old Indian adage, give a man a fish, you can feed him a meal. Teach a man to fish, and he can eat the rest of his life. Giving somebody something is one thing. Teaching them to do it, and they can repeat it over and over and over and over again. That's wisdom. So it's not just the giving of a fish. It's teaching them how to acquire that and how to do that. That is the wisdom. Verse number 12 says that I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Wisdom gets the most use out of all it has. Witty inventions. It finds new ways to do things in a faster, more convenient, more repetitive way. Henry Ford did not discover the automobile. But he was a pretty wise fella. He understood what every part cost in that vehicle and how to decrease the price of it. Do you know that the Model T Ford over the first 10 years kept declining in price? It started at over $500, and 10 years later they were selling them for a little over $200, because he kept fine-tuning the process, speeding up and saving money on the cost of the parts, transferred that back to the people, and more of them were purchased. He didn't keep raising the price to make more money. He dropped the price and sold more vehicles. He knew exactly how to save money. He would do certain parts in certain parts of the country. He had factories all over the country based on the steel and the shipment and the availability to get those parts from point A to point B faster. Plant my dad started in Canton, Ohio. Was right next to, was that, it wasn't Republic Steel, was it? It was Republic Steel. Right next to a Republic Steel plant. Well, the trains went into Republic Steel. Henry Ford went there and said, look, I need this certain blend of steel. Can you get me this blend of steel? It had a special blend that he wanted. And they said, yeah, we can make it. Why? He said, well, if you'll do that, I'll build my plant right there, have the railroad put their tracks right next door to us. You bring the steel. It won't even leave your yard. It'll bring it right over here. We'll turn it into parts and the train, and I'll save you your shipping on it. We'll make a deal. So every one of the parts in the Ford Motor Company that needed that blend of steel were made in that plant. He did that all over the country. Saved himself millions and billions of dollars by doing that. Smart. He knew how to bring the cost down, and he knew what every part cost and how to get the most out of it. Wisdom finds better ways to do things. New is not always better. And I'm going to say this, faster isn't always better. Wisdom will give you a stronger life physically, mentally, and spiritually. Wise people keep themselves in good shape, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. Some people have a bad physical condition, but you can keep yourself in as good a condition as you can be in. But you can stay strong spiritually and mentally. Some don't have the mental capacity. All right, don't worry about it. You got spiritual. We'll work on that. You know, God says comfort the feeble-minded, but he doesn't say what to do with the no-minded. Not looking at anybody, amen? Can I tell you something? Wisdom. Wisdom is a very vital thing. It's a relationship. Study as you go through the book of Proverbs. I got to quit. I'm done for the night. Every head bowed, every eye closed.